The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. You've seen the pictures and the tragic pictures of these babies who have been born with microcephaly. It's a rather obvious condition, a very small brain and a very small skull. And you see these precious pictures of these babies. And the immediate connection, of course, is with Zika virus. And here comes Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood says, well, we want to help with Zika virus. We need more federal money to help with this terrible tragedy and birth defects. But what does Planned Parenthood usually counsel people when it comes to children, the unborn, who are known to have birth defects? That's right. Holly Shear joins us to talk about abortion, sterilization, and new studies on the Zika virus. She's a writer and editor, married mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, New Studies Reinforce That Zika Is No Excuse to Sterilize Women and Kill Children. Holly, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you for having me.
What are your thoughts on Planned Parenthood's most recent efforts to try and get more federal funding using the subject of the Zika virus?
I think it is incredibly telling that that is their first move in every case. Zika is hitting Puerto Rico hardest in the U.S. just because of geographically where it falls, and Planned Parenthood only has two limited clinics in all of Puerto Rico. So what they're looking for is taking an area with very few clinics that offer very few services other than abortion and asking for money to help families there, whereas Puerto Rico has 20 federally qualified health centers that, instead of providing abortion for families there, could actually provide prenatal care and then care for families after their babies are born and, you know, a whole range of family-centered care.
We've all seen the pictures on social media of children that are born with microcephaly. What's the real connection between Zika and this condition?
You know, they are still looking into that because countries like Colombia and Brazil are having very different rates of Zika and it causing microcephaly. The rates are much higher in Brazil and they are much lower in Colombia. And health officials are really trying to figure out why and where that link comes in and if it is, you know, related more to the pesticides than actually catching Zika, or if it's comorbid with other diseases like dengue fever, yellow fever. We just don't really know right now, but what we do know is that pushing women to have abortions just because they are infected with Zika is not the answer.
And that, of course, is the stock and trade of Planned Parenthood now, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, there is really no reason to go to a Planned Parenthood over, you know, your health department or any other clinic except for wanting an abortion.
What are the actual, you kind of outlined some of the numbers in your article, but the actual numbers of direct connection or even coincidence between Zika and microcephaly are actually pretty small. The pictures, so to speak, are not telling the whole story there.
They absolutely aren't. They're very much pushing a misleading fear about this. Colombia just had a huge study out. They had almost 66,000 cases of Zika, and just about 12,000 of those infections were in pregnant women. And so, you know, if Zika was causing tons of microcephaly, you would expect to see thousands and thousands of babies affected by this, right? So far, they've had 50 babies born with microcephaly. And out of those 50 babies, 20 of the cases have already been totally ruled out that this was not related to Zika. They pulled titers. The mothers have not had Zika. The babies have not had Zika. 26 are still under investigation, and only 4 of those cases have been tied to Zika. So 12,000 mothers infected with Zika in pregnancy, 4 babies with microcephaly.
We need to say, Holly, that even if there was a perfect correlation, cause and effect, between Zika and microcephaly, it would still not be the answer would still not be to sterilize women and abort babies, would it?
It absolutely would not. We need to make sure that we are not telling people that a dead baby is a better outcome than a baby that might have a disability. I mean, that's just, it's absolutely ghastly to tell people you are better having no child. You are better killing your own child than having a baby that has a disability.
But again, isn't that Planned Parenthood's sales pitch all along, whether we're talking Zika or not?
It has always been their sales pitch. They talk about, you know, being interested in women's health and family planning, but it's not planning your family to destroy the most helpless members of your family, and it is not women's health to sit here and, you know, push them into aborting their babies, many of whom are actually female, which is, you know, the irony of talking women's health when you're killing preborn women.
Holly, you have, as a mother, you have had experience with one of your children with a serious health problem. I don't know the nature of it, but I do understand there's been a serious health problem. And what would you say to someone who says, oh, come on, how could you possibly bring a child into the world if you had known that this would be the case?
That's a really good question, actually. It is something that if we had known what to look for, we could have detected it prenatally, and, you know, we didn't, and we don't regret at all having a child with special needs, and it's actually a huge source of joy in our family life because it offers you so many opportunities to really fall back on what is important and to remember that it is Christ that always keeps us and that always knows what's best for us, and it gives you extra opportunities to serve your very closest neighbors in all parts of your vocation. You know, it's easy to talk about loving your children when everything is beautiful and everything is perfect. But I think it really helps you learn empathy and compassion and remember, you know, that Christianity is not without suffering when you're loving someone through something that is not always beautiful and perfect.
Finally then, Holly, what's the bottom line? Someone who says, what's going on with Zika virus and Planned Parenthood's push for more federal money?
Planned Parenthood, despite the Hyde Amendment, is always eager to dip their hands into any opportunity to get, you know, millions of dollars into their clinics. They ostensibly say it is for women's health. It is not. It is for abortion. They're using Zika and inflating the risks of this infection to get people to, you know, rush to give them more money. They are pushing in South America heavily to expand abortion in places it is not currently offered, including well into the third trimester. We are talking about, you know, babies that are not just preborn people. We are talking about babies that are past the point of viability. These are children that if they were born instead of aborted, they would live. And using Zika to push for that is really, it's not serving anyone.
Holly Shearer is a writer and editor, married mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, author of a recent column for The Federalist titled New Studies Reinforce That Zika Is No Excuse to Sterilize Women and Kill Children. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
When we come back, Ken Woodward, 38 years, the religion editor of Newsweek magazine, will join us. We're going to talk about Hillary Clinton and her Methodism. Stay tuned.
If you're like me, you remember when education was about the basic skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and about reading great literature and history that gave our kids models of what it is to be a good person. Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum is bringing this kind of education back. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300.
Do you have skills as a coder, designer, writer, marketer, project manager, or are interested in building websites? Do you want to help the church proclaim Christ and Him crucified to the digital world that we live in? If yes, you should join our WordSites team. WordSites is a group of tech-savvy volunteers who help fellow Lutheran organizations build effective websites. Plus, we have fun while we're doing it. To submit your name or to learn more, visit WordSites.org. WordSites, your confessional Lutheran website, reformed.